This is KVNF's regional newscast for Friday, July 9th. I'm Gavin Dahl. The town of Hotchkiss announced this week that Scott Green will be their new marshal. Green comes from Meade, Colorado, where he worked as a police officer. He's worked for 24 years in law enforcement. The town says Green's first day will be on Monday. With the western slope in the highest level ever recorded by the U.S. Drought Monitor, ranchers are bringing in minuscule hay crops. The Steamboat Pilot reports yields are down roughly 70 to 90% from normal years. This has ranchers contemplating selling their herds rather than buying hay if there is any to buy. The price of hay, usually around $120 a ton, now ranges from $250 to $350 a ton. Colorado Congressmember Lauren Boebert held a rally in Grand Junction on the 4th of July after the city's parade. Boebert spoke to about 150 supporters in remarks heavy on references to God and Trump. The Colorado Times Recorder reports she stated, quote, "We are an army for everything that Jesus has purchased for us," adding, quote, "It's not a coincidence that Independence Day is on a Sunday this year." Other speakers included Tom Keenan, president of Stand for the Constitution, the group that threatened a civil war if county commissioners don't declare Mesa County a so-called constitutional sanctuary. Colorado's former Supreme Court Chief Justice Ben Coates is under investigation for his role in a multi-million dollar contract awarded to a Judicial Department official who threatened a tell-all sex discrimination lawsuit. The scandal was revealed by the Denver Post as a human resources memo came to light detailing a culture of harassment by justices, judges, and chiefs of probation. Other allegations include destruction of evidence and payoffs to silence victims. And mortgage rates dropped again yesterday. Data from Freddie Mac shows the 30-year fixed rate average dropped from 2.98% to 2.9%. But fewer people applied for mortgages last week, possibly due to fewer homes on the market, high costs of what is available, and many people have already refinanced. In September, the first wave of borrowers in the COVID bailout program who become delinquent will sell or go into foreclosure. CNBC reports mortgage servicers are gearing up for the biggest wave of defaults since the subprime mortgage crisis. Governor Jared Polis is ending the state of emergency he put in place 16 months ago because of the coronavirus pandemic. KVNF's Capitol Coverage reporter Scott Franz has more.
In a televised address, Polis says Colorado fared much better than other states in terms of deaths from the virus and did not let it overwhelm hospitals. He says declining case numbers are allowing him to give up his broad emergency powers, which sparked several lawsuits from people accusing him of overstepping.
We wore masks. We practiced social distancing. We sacrificed time and holidays with loved ones to keep ourselves and our communities safe. And by and large, it worked.
In all, he issued more than 400 executive orders about where Coloradans could eat, which businesses they could shop at, and even how they should worship. Most are now expiring, but rent and unemployment aid will continue. Republicans cheered the announcement, saying they were glad he was turning the page on a dark part of the state's history. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
The historic drought currently gripping the West is causing all kinds of trouble, and that includes wildlife problems. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Maggie Mullen reports, drought often increases the likelihood of conflicts between humans and bears, like we've seen in Log Hill this week.
Much of the Mountain West is bear country, and during years with average or above average precipitation, both black and grizzly bears are pretty good at finding food, whether that's insects, berries, or root-like plants. However, if conditions are hot and dry, as we've seen this year,
plant resources are going away or they're low quality when vegetation dries up. There's just not a whole lot in it for a bear to benefit from.
That's Darren DeBlois with the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources. He says when a bear's natural food supply goes down, they often go looking elsewhere.
The likelihood of conflict goes up.
DeBlois says to keep yourself and bears safe, you should eliminate unnatural food sources. In yards, that could include bird feeders, pet food, and unsecured trash. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.
For migrant workers who come to earn money laboring in the fields of western Colorado, an effective government program offers a solution for affordable housing. Kate Redman interviewed farmers, migrant laborers, and the pivotal person who oversees the program in Delta.
In the midst of crisis-level housing shortages on the western slope, the Colorado Department of Labor and Employment Office in Delta sees to it that agricultural workers coming in on a H-2A visa have not only housing, but housing inspections and transportation to and from their home country.
Some they have the housing on site, and some they rent the closer the better to the work site, because one of the main requirements is that if you don't have the housing, then you cannot bring these guys.
That was Martin Valdez-Gonzalez, who heads up the H-2A visa program for guest workers in four western Colorado counties. He's busy year-round for workers that come in the late winter to work on irrigation systems all the way through the last harvest of onions. His workforce office in Delta sees every H-2A guest worker who comes into the area and also works with the employers to make certain they are ready for them.
I have to check that the roof is in good condition. If it rains, it's not going to leak. The surrounding area free of weed or water inside, that there is no mold or there is no the roof falling, you know, or infection of mice or spiders. The housing has to have a screen, the main door, a screen door too, and to be healthy and safe.
Part of the success of the program might be attributed to Valdez Gonzalez's strength in building community. Many of the workers in our area have been returning every year for 20 years.
I've been doing this for 7 years. I have a really good relationship with the employers, with the workers, with the community resources.
I spoke with Osvaldo at Barajas Dream Orchard on Nowhere Road heading up to Cedar Edge. He said that without the support of Martin's office, he could not navigate getting to Colorado for work and finding suitable housing. It's necessary to have the help and support.
Sí, se necesita ayuda. Necesitamos del apoyo del patrón, el mayordomo.
Bruce Talbot of Talbot Mountain Gold Farm and also president of the Colorado Fruits and Vegetable Growers Association in Palisade saw the difficulty farmers experienced when the H-2A visa program faltered under President Obama.
The Obama administration wanted to discourage the use of the program and bringing in contract workers, so we dropped out of the program for 3 years. And after trying to do three harvests without being able to have a dependable supply of workers, we just said, you know, we can't stay in business and continue to farm peaches if we don't go back into the H-2A program. So we've been back in about 5-6 years now.
As Martin Valdez-Gonzalez says, this program to provide housing for workers benefits the workers, the farmers, and consumers who like available, affordable produce.
It's hard to find local help. It's a tough work, really hard, like now. There is no local help, so they have to bring these guest workers to do the job. It's a great program because it protects the workers, it helps the employers, and the government do their job. Everybody wins.
For KVNF, I'm Kate Redmond.
That does it for Friday's KVNF Regional Newscast. Special thanks to Kate Redmond. I'm Gavin Dahl.